For decades, TV has been an escape from our everyday life.
We use reality TV to escape our jobs, children, and most of our responsibilities.
Born out of the pandemic with two friends who became coworkers, I'm Greg.
And I'm Demetria.
Join us to escape reality.
Hello.
Welcome back, everyone.
Episode 96.
96. All right. Okay.
And you're a year older now.
I am. I'm now a year older. I'm much wiser than last Thursday.
How was your B-Day weekend?
It was awesome. I had a wonderful family dinner Thursday night. That was a surprise. So it was awesome to see everybody. I was not expecting that. And then we spent the weekend in the luxury town of Reno.
Oh no. The biggest little city in the world?
Yes.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah. I was like, oh, okay. Surprise. But it was relaxing because I did not do a lot. We walked around a bit, hung out. A couple of my friends came up on Saturday and surprised me. So that was fun. It was just kind of a chill. Had a really, really actually excellent dinner on Saturday night at the steakhouse in El Dorado. And yeah, just had a very chill, like, bring in 43.
Do you like Reno? Because I know you're a Vegas person.
No, I am a total Vegas person. This is my first time back in Reno in 5 years.
Oh, is that Silver Legacy, the big...
So my, yes.
Denise, not shocking, was on a bowling league.
Yes, absolutely.
And we used to go to Reno for her tournaments, which was like the most boring thing ever when you're 9 years old and watching your mother bowl 17,000 games in a weekend.
Yes, but did you go to Circus?
I don't think we might have gone. We don't really have time. I mean, there's a lot of bowling. It's like your schedule is chock full of bowling.
Oh, yeah. The bowling center is like right across the street.
But it's still there, like that big, it was like a big, like mini Epcot center or something.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
Is it still there?
Oh, it's still there.
And we used to go to Sparks. Is Sparks, Nevada still there?
It is. It's grown actually.
If we have any listeners in Sparks, Nevada.
Yeah, it has grown. A little known fact, I opened the Sparks BJs as a corporate trainer.
Was Amy with you on that one?
No, she was not.
Amy's kind of upset that we haven't talked about her in a while, but
really?
Yeah. I mean, she's got to step up her game. I got to tell some stories about her.
Yeah. I don't have any stories other than our previous stories. So she was not on that opening. That was before they would cross send a lot of people. Like most of the Northern California ones were Northern California trainers or LA trainers. And then they started figuring out that they could actually mix us up, and that was great. So that's how we got to meet.
Got it.
Yes. But yeah, it was nice. We stayed at the Silver Legacy actually. And we're just able to relax and like just take it easy. And you know, there's not a ton to do. That's why I like Vegas more, because if you don't want to gamble, there's a whole bunch of stuff to do. But in Reno, if you don't want to gamble, you're out of luck.
No, you can go bowling.
Well, you can go bowling and then you're out of luck. But yeah, it was fun. It was good. I had a lot of time to like just relax. Then I came home early Sunday and I actually was able to binge Below Deck.
Let me just say
that is wild.
How far are you?
I am all the way to whatever happened this week.
How many things has Sandy hit so far with the
So she almost just hit something turning around. She did hit something, but the little black thing helped. It's helpful if your bosun knows what meters are.
Yeah.
Because when you say 3 meters, but yet you're actually touching the thing, then that does not help.
Oh, but you saw Reagan's, you know, she's fired, right?
Oh, yeah. I'm past that.
Bye,
girl. I'm at now Courtney's here and we're in full swing and we're about to go into next week's episode. I watched all of them that Peacock had to offer.
Okay, so you must have seen the newest one then when she tells Dave that she's seeing her ex-boyfriend.
Yes, and he's like,
straight women are toxic.
Crazy. And he was like, what? And she's like, well, we have a house together and a dog together. And like, yeah, you had all of those things when you were screwing him when you first got here. Yeah,
and when he cheated on you when you left for the boat.
Yes. I was like, wait, what?
Also, what's her face? Not Nat. I always Tosh and Nat.
Yeah,
Nat, Tosh like, and Nat. Don't talk about work. Like, that's all we can talk about. I have nothing else to give in this situation here.
No, we literally just met. So this is all we got. But it was crazy to me that I'm like, yes, he was being creepy and crazy. Like, he got weird. And I watched that. I was like, this is going to get weird. And he did. He got weird. But still, it was like, okay, so a conversation would have worked. You didn't have to then like call your ex-boyfriend and be like, I changed my mind. Actually, I just want to be with you. And then act like he doesn't even exist anymore when you have to work together.
I mean, I'm sort of on Dave's side here only because I feel like she kind of gaslit the situation. But then like not being able to say anything, like I imagine that like just like ate him alive.
And then, I'm
like,
sure.
I just want to have it like, at least let's talk about this when we're together, but like, let's not have like revenge sex in the shower.
Yeah.
When you have to be, yeah. The mixed signals are not cool. Like,
absolutely
I'm like,
not.
I'm very by like straight shooter by the, but like, just tell me like it is. Tell it like it is.
Absolutely. And that's where I was like, okay, if you changed your mind and told him at first, like, we'll give it a week, but then you were like, actually, no, then you should have said that. Instead of just freaking out completely.
Yeah.
Because everybody was picking up on the energy that clearly you guys were together.
Yeah. Also, why would you room together?
That.
Like, if you're really trying to hide it, why wouldn't you hide it?
Yeah. That I was like, well, that's a terrible idea.
No, ma'am. No, ma'am.
Mm-mm. Yeah. So I watched that whole thing and was just like, okay, now I'm caught up on what is going on here.
It's a great season.
It really is. I mean, I love Courtney, so I was happy to see her come back.
Yeah, for sure.
And Kyle, is that his name? Kyle, the other steward?
Oh, yeah. Him and his tooth issue. Sir, just get your teeth fixed.
Yes. Like,
he is a crybaby.
I mean, I love him. I think he's great.
I just, like, what did you think? Did you think of, like, your teeth are just automatically not going to hurt tomorrow? Like, I don't understand. Like, sleeping is not going to stop.
No. However, I loved the scene. I thought of you in the scene where the gays are trying to educate him on gay things. They're like, so have you seen this? Have you seen Mommy Dearest? And he's like, no. And they're like, what? And I was like, now somebody feels my pain. When I try to ask these questions and you have not seen any of these things.
Yeah. Below deck. It's a good one. It's always a good one.
Agreed.
I binged all of Blackbird, so it was 6 hours of Blackbird. It's on Apple TV Plus.
Okay.
It's a true story, which I love, obviously. But it's Taron Egerton. It's like an interesting cast. Nobody like super famous. It's a true story about this guy who was arrested on drug charges. He was supposed to get 2 years. He actually got 10 years, but then the DA like wanted to make an example out of him. But then he also wanted to use him to go to a maximum security prison and get the serial killer to like rat himself out.
Oh.
And they would get rid of his whole sentence if he went and did this.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's really crazy. It's a true story.
And dangerous.
Yeah, I mean, especially because he went from like minimum security to maximum security. So that's on Apple TV Plus. And then you're going to hate this. I know you're
gonna hate this. What?
I'm all caught up on Claim to Fame.
Claim to Fame?
It's on
you
after.
You watched that?
It's so good. It's okay. Here's why it's good. Okay. So they give you little hints and clues about people, but then they reveal some people's identities. So like, you know who certain people are, but then you have no idea who other people are. I think this one girl is related to like a music. There's something up with her. Her name's Pepper. But like, so week one, they all realize like Simone Biles' sister is a spitting image of Simone Biles.
That's not hard.
But then they don't want to kick her out because she's a layup. So what the premise is, you play in a challenge and then the bottom person in the challenge or the bottom two in the challenge have to like face off. And then the group votes for who should reveal someone's identity. And then if you reveal their identity, you get to stay. If it's correct, you get to stay. But if it's wrong, then you get your identity revealed and you have to leave.
Oh,
so like week one, the girl was like, oh, I think you're related to, I forget who she said. And he was like, no, I'm related to Chuck. It was Chuck Norris's son or something, but he had violated the game. So he had to leave anyway. But we've unveiled Tiffany Haddish's sister just got unveiled, which was really interesting.
Oh, wow.
Because, like, you know, it's her half-sister, so you can't really tell sometimes. Laverne Cox's twin brother. I didn't know she was a twin.
No, I didn't either.
But he sounds just like her. And he kept trying to wear, like, wigs and do-rags and everything to, like, hide, like, because he looks like her. Like, they're identical twins. And so the one girl was, like, kind of the mastermind of the whole game, Dominique. And so she kept trying to, like, play sides. So that what the sides would do, like, Brett Favre's daughter was there. And so, like, the one side of the house was trying to protect themselves. So they would go to the other side of the house to rat out somebody on that side, thinking that it would protect their numbers. It's kind of interesting, like, how it works. The youngest Jonas brother is super annoying. He's the host. So it's the, what's his name? Frankie and
yes,
the oldest
and
one.
Joe.
No,
Kevin.
But it's really interesting. Like, I don't know, like, there's a whole clue wall. So there's, like, clues hidden in the wall. But they've only had, like, two bad guesses so far. Tiffany Haddish's sister, they're like, oh, she is, I forget who they guessed, something random that it was, like, did not make sense. But there's a couple people left who we have no idea. There's a guy, there's, like, a country guy. We have no idea who he's related to. And then that girl, Pepper, we have no idea who she's related to. The one girl, like, Cindy Crawford's niece is there or something. But there's, like, they have to wear a little clue. So she wore, like, jean shorts. But, like, they don't know that that's the clue she's wearing.
Oh, that's dumb.
Oh, Whoopi Goldberg's granddaughter. She went home, too. She was crazy.
Oh.
Yeah. So Claim to Fame. It's really interesting. It's on ABC's After Bachelorette.
Yeah. I saw the commercial and I was like, no, I'm not even going to allow myself to fall into this.
I mean, you know, I'll watch pretty much any. You could put old people in a home trying to, like, fight for dinner and I'd probably watch it.
Yes.
But yeah, I mean, I'm digging it. And
okay.
I'm caught up already this week. So I have to wait till Monday, unfortunately.
Oh.
Yeah. Anything else?
No. I mean, that consumed all of my time getting caught up on this.
Was there seven now? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, Peacock lets you see, like, next week's.
Yeah, I know. On Monday, yeah, you get to watch the next episode. That's why I'm always ahead. That's why I try not to talk about it here, because then we're kind of spoiling if you're not
right. So that's why I stopped myself, because I realized that I think I watched all of them and might have gotten a week ahead.
Yeah. So we already watched next week's.
Yes.
Last week. Yeah.
Yeah.
That crazy Peacock.
I know. So now I'll watch it.
There you go. Are you ready for some hot topics?
Yes, let's get into it.
Oh, Lord. Here we go. Okay. So Ariana Bierman, Kim Zolciak's daughter from Atlanta, got a DUI.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
This whole story is very fishy, if you ask me.
Well, it was a mini fender bender. So it's, but then her boyfriend got a DUI. So it sounds like they were, like, messing around and then she rear-ended him.
Well, that's what I was trying to figure out. Did they crash into each other or did they both crash into something else?
Well, my biggest issue here is that, like, a parent that is not going to make your 20-year-old daughter take responsibility. Because Kim immediately gets on social media and she's like, she was being cooperative and the police took advantage of her. Excuse me? Please tell me how the police took advantage of her when she was in a car accident and she was under the influence.
Yeah, and they said they could smell alcohol, and she's like, well, it could have been her clothes.
Her clothes smell like alcohol.
Smell like alcohol. She does not work in a bar.
Yeah.
Where she's, like, wiping things up and cleaning, so why would her, why?
Well, and then she goes, well, I smoked a weed vape pen yesterday.
Yeah, no, ma'am, that wore off a while ago. And then she's like, oh, well, she was shaken up from the accident in shock. Like, she didn't have a flip over.
No. Well, and that's the thing, like, oh, it's a minor fender bender. Who called the police then?
Well, right. This whole thing is very, very fishy.
No. And of course, with Kim Zolciak, we never get the true fucking story. It's always some bullshit. Like, take accountability for something.
That's the thing. And if this is from a parent standpoint, all of our kids fuck up at least once or twice, if not more. And we just have to be like, yeah, they made a mistake. That's part of becoming adults. They make mistakes. Just accept that. That's okay.
Yeah. I mean, my brother got a DUI at 19 and he called my mom and he was like, oh, we can fight this. Cause he was in his apartment and they, like, asked him to step out of his apartment and he did, stupidly, whatever. And so he was like, we can fight this. My mom was like, were you driving? And he's like, yeah. She's like, were you drinking? He's like, yeah. And she, my mom hung up the phone on it.
Yeah, there you have it.
Like, I'm not getting you a lawyer. You're going to deal with this. Yeah. You did this to yourself.
There you have it. Makes
Denise,
sense.
Denise, don't play. Let's be real.
But I'm glad because that's how you teach your kids accountability.
Yeah. Or be like, hey, like this, you know, Ariana was in an unfortunate situation. We're going to handle it privately or whatever. Don't go in here and like defend her to public and then try to discount the police. That it's just stupid. It's annoying.
Yeah, no, it's I was like, come on, ma'am.
Maybe she's all right. Sell that cashmere beauty line, whatever the hell she's selling.
Oh, that damn lotion.
Rough news coming out of Orange County. Tamara and Eddie are closing Cut Fitness.
Where is everybody going to work out now?
Nowhere. I mean, they blame it on the pandemic.
They had a 10-year run, you know. I mean, hey, I mean, we knew it wasn't going to be.
Yeah, she needs that paycheck from Bravo. That's why she's back.
Well, I mean, we knew it wasn't going to be like 24-hour fitness or anything. You had a local gym. It did what it was going to do.
I mean, I guess. What is Eddie? I don't think Eddie has like a real job. Oh, well, they're doing that Vena CBD stuff.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean.
Which is funny that Bravo won't let them show that on camera.
No, yeah.
But well, Mauricio can be higher than a kite on every
single
episode. I don't
think they have a choice if Mauricio is going to be high or not. There's no stopping that. It is the highlight of my day every time.
Rinna, I guarantee you said
like he's so one. Rinna. I'm pretty sure you said fuck. Like, I love that guy.
Sad news out of Love is Blind 2, Jared and Ariana are going their separate ways.
This is devastating. They were so cute together. They were such a cute couple. I was rooting for them. I thought this was going to actually work. Once you saw them together, like it all made sense. I'm so sad. They just made a year. I'm sad that this happened.
Well, I have some tea. So I posted I posted like the breakup stuff. And then someone DM'd us and said that like weeks ago or months, like a month ago or something, he was at a restaurant and he was like full on picking up the hostess. And he gave her his phone and was like, hey, put your number in my phone. And she did. And then he like went outside of the restaurant and started hitting on this group of girls in front of the hostess that he had just picked up on.
Oh, no, sir. You need to relax.
And remember, like when they were first together, he's like, oh, I got to like calm my bad boy ways.
Yeah, because he liked to party and he liked to go out and she didn't.
I just like if that how do you get married? And then I just don't get it. How do you make that decision? It's like I don't understand how people take marriage so lightly, but you make this massive decision. You're impacting your life and their life, but then you still know you want to go out and be a hoe.
Yeah. Just be a hoe. Just own that shit and be like, I don't want to. But instead, you went on this ridiculous show that you know the whole point was to leave married. And she was so cute and sweet, like the cutest little thing.
Well, and they both, I feel like, had made compromises and they had had conversations. Like they did the work to get to where they were.
Yeah.
And now it's all gone.
Yeah.
Rough. And then finally, I'm not ready for this, Demetria. I'm not ready.
Well, we're just going to have to just get into it head on.
Christine Quinn is officially out of Selling Sunset.
Knew that was coming.
I mean, I thought they would like she. I know I say she is the show, but like she's a large part of like the catalyst of the show. She's definitely why the show is still successful, correct?
I mean, I think there's a big part of it. I think a lot of people like to watch it just to see like how she's going to be and the feuds that are, because without her, there are no disagreements.
I mostly just want to see what she's going to wear too.
Well, that too. But I think that after last season where she saw she was kind of like on her own, and then I've been noticing lately a lot, especially she's been like at all the events, all of the fashion shows, all the things. She has her book. Like, what does she need that for anymore?
No, for sure. Like, I saw she's hired new, like, super high powered management. She's doing modeling gigs, like designer gigs. Yeah, she doesn't. I mean, she doesn't need Selling Sunset.
Do you honestly even think she's really selling that much real estate anymore?
Well, she's working for her husband's company, but that's all through like, it's crypto home buying. So
I don't understand any of that.
Like, how many bitcoins does that have?
Seriously, like, wow,
what kind of conversion do I have to run to know how much I owe you?
Yeah, I mean, like, I was reading something actually yesterday, and it was, they were saying, like, Chriselle was saying, they were asking, like, how much real estate she had sold in the last year. And she was like, actually, only 7 houses, really just the ones that I'm on the show, like, selling, because I have so many other things going on.
Chriselle?
Yeah.
Like, changing her sexuality every other day?
Yes, and Dancing with the Stars, and whatever else it is she does. So apparently, she's now, like,
Justin Hartley and his 7th yes. wife.
So now, like she was saying, even the agency has trouble because it's become like a tourist attraction where everybody just comes to try to get a glimpse of them. And so she's like, yeah, it's just wild. Like, really, the only houses that I've sold are the ones that I'm selling, like, to be featured on the show.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I could. She's not my fave. You know this.
I know. I am aware.
Get her. That's all.
Well, yeah. I just think she's like, meh.
Coming up today, we have some Bachelorette, some Atlanta, Married to Medicine, Beverly Hills, and we'll wrap up with the Dubai pre-finale episode. Where should we go from here?
Let's just get Bachelorette out of the way so I don't have to think about it again.
There's only 2 words that can describe this entire season, and that is dumpster fire.
Yeah. First of all, I question very, very seriously if these women actually want to find a husband, what this is even about. Gabby goes on dates and all she says is, yeah, like, yeah, yeah, no, yeah. Like, that's all you get.
And I like how, like, 2 drinks in and you can tell, like, she's already kind of sloppy.
Yes.
Like, she kind of, like, her head kind of bobs a little bit and you're like, you are just drunk all of a sudden.
Well, so... Like, I started off irritated to begin with in this episode because
you know.
Let me just say this. If you have for weeks now complained and complained and complained about the men aren't there for you and this and that and the other, and you don't know who's really real, and the one guy the whole time that has been consistently about you, he has shown you, he has fawned over you, he has been all the things. Love Nate. Nate is the wonderful. And then you take him on a date on a single solo date to only like 10 minutes into the date tell him you don't think you're ready to be a mother, which this child has a mother. Yes, you have to be a stepmom. Okay, so he's not saying this is not like Michael last season where he's like the mom died.
Yeah.
This is actually a child who has a whole mother, so maybe on the weekend you might have to hang out with this kid. So you got rid of this guy who I pretty much am sure is the only one that really liked you.
Yeah. First of all, he looked devastated. I knew something was up when they were just wandering the streets. I was like, they're not doing anything.
No. Just out for a stroll. I thought he was going to jump into that river.
I thought my gut was like, oh, she's going to say goodbye. And then he's going to talk to her. And then she's like, never mind. I love you. Or like, I thought there was going to be some resolution. I didn't realize that like you were literally just going to blow up the only thing we cared about in this entire fucking season.
Yes. Especially when you said nothing like the connection's not there. Like all the reasons you actually send somebody home for, like, it was that I'm not ready for this responsibility of what? He doesn't have his kid all the time. Like that should have been, then you should have said from the beginning, don't give me any guys with kids.
Yeah. Or you should have talked to him. Like why would you come all the way to Amsterdam?
Right.
And
then pick him for the solo date and then just kick him out.
It's a mess. It's a whole, and then he cried. And then like, here's the worst part. Production was like, go sit on the waterway. And
I thought he was going to jump in. I was like, this guy's going in the water. Like, this is it. This is the end.
Well, RIP, Nate. We said goodbye. Oh. We weren't ready, but.
Nate, go to paradise. You'll have more luck there.
I don't know. He doesn't seem like a paradise kind of guy.
He doesn't. He's a great guy.
Yeah, she really fucked this up.
She did. And I was like, look at who you have left. Really? Like, take a good look, man.
I mean, I wouldn't be shocked if both of them ended up single real soon.
Yeah.
There will be no engagement. I'm calling no. There cannot be.
No. How? Who exactly do you think? Like, come on. Look at this. It's a mess.
Well, Rachel and Zach have their date. Zach is falling in love with her. And he says the engagement feels real close.
OMG.
Welcome to week 6 in The Bachelorette. Well, he got a rose.
I was like, who are you even, Zach?
What was their date? Oh, the tulips in the hot tub.
Well, the tulips were really pretty, but I mean, come on.
I didn't know that he lost 85 pounds. I
mean, he looks all right. No, good for him, because that's hard.
That is hard, very hard. Gabby's group date is all about sex.
Not shocked.
I'm in Jason's boat here. Jason said, this is my worst nightmare.
I felt him. Like, who wants to do that?
Which was funny because none of these guys seemed into it at all.
No, he was like, I'm not answering this. Like, I am not answering this question. Like, what are you even asking me right now? Like, what is happening? I would have died. I would have been like, I'm just going to go ahead and like count myself out right now because I don't want to answer any of these fucking questions.
Well, and then like the candle wax and then the whipped cream. I don't know.
Yeah.
Some of them should not have been shirtless. Logan, especially. Please, sir, keep your shirt on.
Yeah, that was super weird.
And then the whole circle, like they were all like touching feet when she went around. I don't know. I just... Also, nipple clamps, when she did that, like that looked like it hurt. I can't.
Yeah, that was weird.
I wonder if the producers are watching this season like, oh, we are so screwed. We are so screwed.
Yeah, they should have been like, maybe, like, I don't think this... Well, they'll definitely won't do this again, I'll tell you that.
No, there's no way. There's no way. There's no cocktail party because Logan is out with COVID.
So this whole thing was weird.
I thought he was out for the night. I didn't realize that he was being sent away.
So this was the weird thing about it. They made it like you can't have this date because he was like, he had COVID, right? Now they've all been on this boat together. Everybody in this one space, but all the other guys were still with each other. So they weren't like quarantining everybody. And then he literally just disappeared.
And they were all in the sex date.
Yes.
In close quarters.
Right. But he literally just disappeared from the face of the earth and they didn't even address it. They didn't say like, he's not coming back ever again.
That's why I was shocked just... by all when she's like, I only have 4 guys left. And I'm like, oh, she said that wrong. Like she's got Logan. And I was like, oh no, he gone. Like he gone.
And they didn't even really address it. And then I read something this week where he went on a podcast.
Ooh.
And
spill it.
He was saying the whole thing was very vague, that they put him into this isolation, kind of like he was just, you know, going to be there and then come back and join the group.
I thought he was coming back.
Yeah. And then he was like, there was no transparency. And then all of a sudden it was just like, yeah, everything's progressed. Everything's moved on. Unfortunately, like, we're just going to have to separate because they've already like gone too far ahead without you.
What?
And he was like, wait, so what? Confused. Yeah, he was like, I don't even understand what just happened. Like, I was in a quarantine because I had COVID, which we're all in the same boat and we're all together. So why isn't everybody quarantining? And then they just came back and were like, well, actually, everybody else kept going because I guess they were testing them and everybody was negative. So they just let them keep going. And now we're just too far ahead of the thing. So we're just going to send you back.
Well, and that's what I was wondering is like, what did they finish? So the sex date and the cocktail party were different days, obviously, because they didn't test in between the cocktail party.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, it was all.
Bye, Logan. We didn't need you here. Rachel's group date is all about cheese. Now that's a group date I can get behind.
When I saw that, I was like, okay, now I would love to eat all of these cheeses. I was all about it. I love me some cheese.
Ethan's lactose intolerant. He's like, it's going to be pretty rough later.
Ethan, this is how we knew your time was coming to an end, sir. If you can't eat cheese with me, I don't want any parts of any of this.
Well, Tyler gets the rose and Tino is piss.
Tino.
And then I think my favorite line of the whole episode was, Tino's acting like a baby back bitch.
Yeah, he's acting like a little baby back bitch. And he was. Like, I mean, why do you feel like you should just get stuff? Like, everybody's putting in the same effort.
Like, his best foot forward.
Everybody thinks that, Tino. Everybody.
Well, we said goodbye to Spencer, who was hot.
I know.
And then we said goodbye to Ethan, whose body was insane. So I don't know what's happening here.
Yeah, these, I was like, okay. They're like, well, we just, these are the people we could see taking home. Like, let's be real. You're going to take these people home and it ain't going to make a damn difference. Nobody has a connection.
Did you play the game where you take a shot every time they said the word hometown?
No, because I was so tired of hearing them say hometown that I want to hurry up and get to next week for the hometown so we can never talk about it again.
Is it Tino's dad who like freaks out?
Yeah.
Ooh, I can't wait.
Tino's dad is a baby back bitch too. He comes from a baby back bitch family. Apparently.
Two slabs of baby back bitches.
Honestly, I have any kind of like illusions that this is going to be any kind of love story coming out of any of this mess.
No, I don't think anyone's staying together. Clayton and Susie are sitting at home laughing all the way.
Did you see their latest news?
No.
I saw that. So they were living together and doing that whole thing. And now because of work, he's moved to Arizona and she's moved to LA, and they're going to do long distance until she can join him in Arizona and they can buy a house. But they think that it's going to be fine. They think the absence will make them grow fonder because it's only a 50-minute flight to each other on the weekends.
Okay. Well, so they're going to break up right before Paradise. I'm sure they'll be.
I was like, so basically this is how you introduce your soft breakup.
Yeah.
Like, this is just letting everybody know this is where we're headed. And he's like, no. That's not it at all. Like, we're just trying this because she's going to join me in Arizona eventually. But for work, we just have to be in different places. No, bro.
That's, you know, Bachelor Nation was like, please, we can't afford any more bad press this week. Like,
seriously, just figure it out.
Are we calling the episode Baby Back Bitch?
No. Because I have a better idea, but we'll address that later.
Oh, okay. Anything else on Bachelor?
No, I just can't wait for it to be over.
Are you ready for some Atlanta?
Yes.
Okay, so Marlo starts her apology tour.
Oh boy.
Drew is accepting of the apology. However, Candy, not so much.
No, and I knew you had to know that. I mean, come on, Marlo.
I love how she tried to like soft enter. She was like, let me soft play this. I'm like, hey, did you see Portia got a rose from Simon? And
yeah, like, no.
Why the fuck are you talking to me?
I ain't interested in anything you're selling right now.
Did you see Portia posted on Twitter? Portia's like, oh, they can't stop talking about me. Like, why,
I know.
Why am I getting brought into this?
Yeah. I was literally like, come on, Marlo. Really? Like, that's not. No.
And she's like, Candy, I want to say I'm sorry. Candy's like, keep your sorry.
Yeah.
Keep your sorries.
I feel like she's known Candy long enough to know that wasn't going to be it. And then the thing that Marlo always does, which is what bites her, is then as soon as Candy said, keep your sorry, then she turned and started acting crazy again. Like, see, no, that's why this never works.
It's not only that, but like, you dragged me, my mother, and my husband for a good 20 minutes at dinner last night. So. Yes.
And then thought you were just going to say sorry. And then she was on Watch What Happens Live and tried to turn it around and be like, no, she started with me because she came on Watch What Happens Live and said this. And Andy was like, no, I'm pretty sure you started it, Marlo. And she was like, no. But Candy said, and he was like, no, I'm pretty sure you started it.
You said she fucks below her tax bracket.
Yes, everybody heard this. It was on. That's the thing about a television show. It is recorded and used. And so you can't deny it.
I just don't know how you thought you were going to get on this bus and be like, hey, girl, hey, did you see Portia's Instagram? No, bitch, I didn't. Stop talking to me.
No.
We're going to go tour Kingston. Why is Kenya crying? And what she just.
Kenya, because Kenya is an idiot.
Did you know that she's getting divorced from Mark Daly?
I wasn't aware.
Oh, you weren't? Okay.
Because I missed it the 700 times she said it every episode. But. First of all, somebody's like, hey, so just wanted to see like why you're late. And then all of a sudden, instead of just being like, I was late, I was taking my sweet time, I was looking out the window, taking pictures and selfies. But no, instead you want to be like, I'm just having a really hard time because Brooklyn said, like, no, bitch, that's not what happened.
I loved when Sonia was like, are you going to make it? And she's like, I'll try. And Sonia's like, okay, thank you. And Kennedy's like, you're welcome. And I'm like, that, you're welcome. Yeah. So shady.
And then they cut to her and she's like, oh, look at this view. Oh,
she said that was all editing. She said that was different days because she said her outfit changed.
Girl. Okay, if you say so.
Okay, so if you were a betting woman, who are you betting on in this race? Drew or Marlo?
Nobody. Because I didn't think
Drew would have had it.
Well, Drew kept talking about her being a track star. And it's like, yeah, I was a lot of things in high school too, girl, but I'm not now, two kids later. Like, what'd you think? But then I was like, well, Marlo, you know, but Marlo's had some run-ins with the law. So who knows? Like, it could have gone any way. So when she started running, I was like, oh, look at her go. Like, she actually does have a little speed to her.
Marlo just needed a win. She needed to prove somebody wrong somewhere.
She went and put on that outfit to do whatever. She was like, I'm going to do whatever I can to get, I'm going to get the win. Like, you know, you wear less clothes than that slows you down.
I can't. Did you think Drew actually ruptured her Achilles?
I didn't know because it looked like she just stepped wrong.
I was like, this bitch just lost and now she wants to like cry wolf.
Well, I was like, oh, did she hurt herself when she was running? And now she's just like trying to pretend like sit down and cry about it. Because I've done things before where it's like, oh, I you know, didn't want to continue doing this. So I'm just going to sit down and act like I'm hurt. But really, I just want to take a break because I'm tired.
Yeah.
But apparently that is not what happened.
I mean, I felt bad when I judged her first because they had an x-ray, but who knows, you know.
I mean, yes.
She's going to spend the rest of the season in a boot. I got to go because we already dealt with this last season. You can't have two seasons in a boot. No,
but I did think it was hilarious that when Ralph was like, it's the same ankle. And she was like, yes, but it was not.
And
then they Flash, of course, always reliable production. No, other ankle.
How did Candy ask Drew to run lines with her and Drew ended up giving Candy like an acting lesson?
Oh my God.
It's the five senses of acting. You need to sense it. You need to taste it.
What do you taste when you are reading? Like, really?
What do you taste when you're reading this?
What do you feel? What are you touching? Like, no, girl, just run the lines.
I mean... Oh, but I would think they're both like on the same acting level. Like Drew's been on the game probably a little bit more than Candy's been on the Chai or whatever. But
he's great on the Chai.
I know, but I'm just saying I wouldn't say Drew is more
an actress
than Candy. I wouldn't say Candy is more of an actress than Drew. I would say they're pretty equally matched.
She probably just asked her because she's did it before she started acting.
Well, she asked her to run lines. She didn't ask her for a lesson in acting.
No. Yeah. She was like, I just wanted you to read this with me. I don't need you to actually teach me anything because that's not what I need. I just need to go over this.
Oh, a mess. Okay. Let's break down this iFit bus debacle.
Okay.
So was there a bus? Did Marlo make the bus? Did Marlo call the front desk and get her own transportation? I'm lost here. Fill me in.
So, okay. Now, the night before at the table, Sonia said there will be a bus at 9:30 for whoever is going. You need to be on it because it's going to leave at 9:30.
Okay.
Now, apparently nobody was on that bus. But Marlo wanted to go. So she called down and asked about the bus. And I don't know if they were like, oh, that bus left, but we can get you another bus. However, she arranged it. She did it. Now, Sheree and Kenya both insist they were down there at 9:30 waiting for the bus, but evidence proves they were actually not because Sheree was at the beach by the water. So nobody was ready for this bus that she had waiting, and they could have easily said, you know, let me Uber there or let me figure this out. Like, I don't want to miss it. She told us to come, but they instead decided to put their bathing suits on and go to the pool.
I mean, I feel like there should have been a little bit more dialogue. Say, hey, the bus is going to meet right here in front of the planter at 9:30 or whatever, or call the front desk to verify the bus, something, right?
Sure.
I don't, because like what I saw, like it looked like there was a lot of buses. So like, I would also be like, where do I go?
Yeah. But also, do you think it was necessary for them to have that size bus for two people?
No. But I also think that Marlo had to go because she has no friends left in this group. So she had to be Sonia's friend.
Also true.
Well, it's fine because Kenya and Sheree got themselves on that catamaran with Moneta.
Which I think they wanted to do anyway.
I have bad news, Demetria.
What is it?
She by Sheree is not going to be a fashion show. It's going to be a fashion presentation.
What is the difference?
I hope it's not cutouts of the dresses again.
I literally was like, what exactly? Like, What does that mean? I need you to give me more context to this.
I mean, I give her props for trying to hedge the expectations of all of these people. However, a fashion presentation sounds like you're going to give a PowerPoint for 12 minutes, and I'm not here for it.
No.
And it's like, it's now August. We still have no She by Sheree. I have concerns here, Demetria.
Apparently, as we've seen the previews, we're going to see some She by Sheree. But I haven't seen anything She by Sheree ever for sale anywhere. So I don't know how far this goes.
I mean, all I know is that there better be like a giant announcement in the finale. And then like it drops that day because she wants to like drum up business. But like, I just don't know why it's not out already.
Because it's not going to ever be out. I just don't know. Like as quickly as she was able to print up those mats and water bottles and leggings, she should have just made some and
just keep printing the mats.
Said, here you go. This is what you got. You could get a mat, a water bottle, or some leggings.
A mess.
I mean, it's got to be something if Dwight comes out for it.
And Apollo.
Yeah, I want to see. I want to know.
Well, we finally got an excerpt from Ralph's book.
Yeah. Why couldn't you share this before, Ralph? It was very good.
I mean, because he just did it on the plane ride down, probably.
It was wonderful.
I will give him this. He's very charismatic. Like,
no, he is.
I wanted to hear more. I was like, wow, like he was like, it was good. Like, and this is what I think Drew likes about him. Like, I still don't know what he does for work. I still have no idea where their income is coming from. However, I'm like, wow, he actually pulled out this excerpt and like did it justice.
Yeah. Like, I was like, okay, I feel what he's saying. Like, all this makes sense. And as a step parent, I was like, yeah, this all is correct.
Do you think there's actually going to be a book?
I mean, I hope so after he's gone through all this trouble.
And we wrap up with dinner with Kenya and Sheree bringing up the iFit issue with Sonia, and Ross ain't having it.
Ross is like, what we're not going to do is disrespect my wife.
Big Will Smith energy.
Yeah, I have an issue with, and I understand like people want to defend their wives or their spouses, but I have a big issue when men do that, because it's like, if you were in a situation where your wife is not able to handle it and not able to defend herself, okay, I could see you saying something. But you didn't even give her an opportunity to say anything before you jumped up and then you stood up, which is very, when you're standing over women like that, like that's not, you can't do that.
And what I was hoping for, I mean, it's to be continued, so we don't fully know, but I'm hoping what he is saying is like, we're not going to do this here.
Yeah.
Like, pull her aside, do what you need to do. Because Sheree already pulled her aside and didn't get the answers she wanted, but now they're going to come for her again. But I was hoping that he was going to go the path of like, no, we're not doing this at another dinner. This is not happening. We're on vacation. No.
Well, yeah, because I mean, there's so many sides to all the pieces. Like, I understand. Sonia disinvites people all the time. So I think if you were disinvited, you would know. But
I love that you called her Sonia and not Sonia.
I know. I can't help it. It's like,
because you love Sonia Morgan so much.
I have such a trouble with diction. Like I have so much trouble with these things, but I feel like when you're working, and you know, we've both been in situations where you're working, like you're on the line or you're doing something where you can't look at your phone.
Oh, for sure. I'm with her on that one.
You know what I mean? So it's like, I'm filming. I can't be like, hold production. I got to stop filming because I got to go answer this text message. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. That part was like, okay, well, you're not here. You're not here. Like, I got to go on with this filming. But to say that like, oh, well, we were disinvited. It's like, well, what exactly indicated to you that you were disinvited? Like, that's what I was waiting to hear. Like, there was just no bus. I could see if they caught you on film standing out front at 9:25 and the bus never came.
Well, and that's what I was going to think. Like, Sonia, regardless, like at 7 a.m., 8 a.m., she should have said, hey, don't forget, bus leaves at 9:30 or like something.
Yeah.
It doesn't sound like that transpired.
No, it was just wild.
Well, the reunion we know is filmed. We've got a couple episodes left, I think. It sounds like we're going to have three more-ish and then probably a three-part reunion.
I'm ready for it.
I mean, I can't even imagine what this reunion is going to look like. They're saying that Marlo and Sheree are sitting next to Andy. There's no way.
That would be stupid.
One of the maps showed Candy on the very end of the left-hand couch.
No. There's with all no the things way. That have happened, that would be the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
No, bitch, she is worldwide.
And she should be sitting right there.
Yeah, I'm shocked. I said, they said like this would be the first time that Candy hasn't sat next to him in like years.
That would just make no sense. Unless something miraculously like crazy with Sheree is about to happen that deserves her sitting there. There's no reason for it.
I mean, I think the fashion show is the finale. So I think she gets like the ultimate event for the episode, you know?
Yeah, well, okay.
Maybe she actually has fashions.
Well, you can't have a fashion show without fashions.
Who is this I heard had a fashion show with no fashion? That and still my favorite line from him is, "You ever seen such pretty feet on a man?" When he's getting a pedicure.
I just loved him.
He's a mess.
You saw Nini had a BBL this week.
What?
I said, did you see Nini had a BBL this week?
She got a mini. Okay, but I need to see let me see the picture.
She posted it today. She didn't show pictures. She did a on her story, she just went on and talked about what she had done and then did a spin around.
But I love how she was like, you know all the work I've had done. Like, girl, but you're getting lipo, right? Like, I haven't had anything done.
She said she had 360 lipo and a mini BBL.
Well, and then she turns around and she's like, all natural. I'm like, that's not all. No, you just said you had lipo.
Yeah, that's not natural. You moved fat from one place to another.
Girl, get it where you fit in. Absolutely,
but just own that. Like, I took this fat and moved it from here to here. There you have it.
You think I can get a BBL?
I would recommend you don't. But also no, because you have no fat to take from anywhere to put there.
I mean, I just want a little, just a little rounder. The squats, aren't working.
Well, if they would allow it, I would let them take my fat and give it to you.
I don't think that's allowed.
Because otherwise you have zero fat to move.
I mean, I'll gain some if you can put it in my ass.
You would never.
No. I can't. There's no way.
No.
I mean, I still do the squats though. I just don't feel like they're working as fast as they could be.
I mean, it's a it's not a race.
It's a marathon, not a sprint.
Yes, that too.
Where should we go from here?
Stay in Atlanta. Well, technically, let's go to Vegas with the Atlanta ladies and Married to Medicine.
Again, how do these people not know how to play Never Have I Ever?
They don't. They literally don't. Watching them, Anila should never play this game because you're just screwing yourself.
She was also very intoxicated, I feel.
Yes. Like, why would you ask a question that you were literally the only person that had done it at the whole table?
Well, how about Toya never have I ever had sex on a beach? It wasn't with Eugene. I'm like, your husband is going to watch this and your kids.
Yeah, that was dumb.
Jackie's never smoked weed and Anila has had anal sex. So she brought that up and then she drank on her own.
I mean, really? No.
A mess. Jackie brings out a whip at dinner. In the midst of Audra versus Toya.
That was very surprising.
I mean,
I didn't expect that from Dr. Jackie.
I did after, I mean, it's been the past couple seasons, she's been very like in touch with like the toys and the, you know, the volition. Didn't she do she did a book about her?
Yes, she did. But just taking a whip out at the dinner table?
I mean, that sex shop, those workers were kind of odd.
That was quite something. That was quite something when I was like, wow, this place has a lot of interesting things going on. I mean,
it's a very fancy set. Like, that's not what you see in San Francisco.
No, definitely you don't.
That was like the Apple store of sex toys.
I was like, I need to go here. I'm intrigued by all these things. And then they're explaining.
Toya wants to know what Deidre's problem is.
Yeah. Who?
Simone goes, call her Deidre, and I think you'll find out.
Yeah, I could tell you. Let's start with the first thing. Don't call her.
Did you see the mid-season trailer?
Yes.
I think Audra takes a swing at Toya.
I mean, are you surprised by that?
No.
And I get what she was saying. Like, you know, she's been kind of coming for her for no reason. Toya thinks she's just being funny, but it's like at some point you have to be like, okay, come on, like pick your audience.
If you don't work, you can't comment on my career.
Correct. It doesn't
work that way.
And especially something like that with that it requires so much education and so much time.
You know how
and
much then, reading goes into law school?
Yeah. Like, have you watched Potomac? Do you not know how these women get about their educations? Wendy will tell you.
Oh, God.
Don't come.
3 degrees, 4 degrees.
For my degrees. Okay. Especially not an African woman.
We check in with the men, and Kieran has figured it out. He's going to make pizza with the kids, and it's a project, and it's their dinner. This is called parenting, sir.
Yeah, pretty much this is just called Tuesday.
Have him and Anila, like, never had to take care of their own kids?
No, Mrs. Gomez was there.
I don't know what they were paying her, but it was not enough because these two have no idea how to raise kids.
No. Well, they said that Mrs. Gomez had been there since the son was born.
Yeah. I did remember that.
So literally they probably just met him for the first time when she left.
I love Kieran was like, he was like, I'm a genius. Like, I figured this out. It's a project and it's their own dinner. Like, who hasn't done that with their own kid? Like, come on, sir.
That's kind of how this works.
A mess.
Yeah. I was like, sir, you might want to just hurry up and let your mother-in-law come because you guys don't have any idea what you're doing.
Well, back in Vegas, we get to brunch, and this is the brunch that should never have happened.
embarrassing.
I knew we were in trouble when there was no bacon available.
Yeah. I was like, what kind of brunch place did you go to that doesn't have bacon?
Well, I don't even know where to start. Did you feel like Simone was stirring up the drama, or do you feel like she was like genuinely asking Heavenly's advice?
Yeah, I mean, I felt like she was asking genuinely, knowing it was going to open Pandora's box.
I mean, I will say what Heavenly does really well is that you will never hear Heavenly say a bad word about Dr. Daddy.
No, absolutely not.
Regardless of what is happening, everything is hunky-dory over there, no matter what, which I actually appreciate. Like, that's the kind of relationship that I may be a fool in the streets, but as long as you have my back, and then you could, like, when we get home alone, you could say, and, like, I will own up to whatever. But if we're out in public, like, we need to be solid 100% a team out in the streets.
I will never, in a million years, you will never see me arguing with anybody out in the, like, no way. We will go home and we will have this out. What we will not do is do this in front of anybody.
Not only that, but even if, like, let's say you're acting a fool, like, you still have my back, and then get home and be like, hey, that wasn't cool. You were acting a fool. I'm like, oh yeah, you're right. But thanks for having my back outside so everyone can see that, like, we're a team.
Yeah.
That's all.
Absolutely.
Because sometimes I'll act a fool, I'll tell you. Did I tell you I yelled at a 70-year-old man at the restaurant on Saturday?
Oh, no. What did
it wasn't
you
my.
Do?
He told me to. He said, first of all, he said I was loud, and I was leaving. I was on a patio.
Were you being loud?
I mean, have you ever known me not to be loud in a restaurant when I've had half a bottle of rosé?
Well, no. I'm just saying.
Well, and then I said
to
him.
You do tend to, like, you know.
I said, why don't you focus on your beautiful date, sir, and not focus on me? Look, she's gorgeous. And she looked mortified by him and him telling me to quiet down. And then I went off on him. Anyway, continuing through. I don't know why I'm like this. It's not my fault. I can't take responsibility for this.
We've had this conversation before.
I just say the things that no one's supposed to say.
Out loud. No.
To their face.
Okay.
Anyway, that's enough about me and my weekend.
Yeah, I mean, I felt like there has to be, in such a group of educated women, there has to be some awareness about the fact that you're in a public place, in a restaurant full of people.
I love the patrons with their phones out. Like, it'll never get old.
Yeah, because I would be too, like, what the hell are these ladies doing? Like, they're crazy.
It's a mess. Well, I feel like Simone stirred the pot for sure. Heavenly and Contessa get into it. Ridiculous. There's yelling. Heavenly says everybody talks about everybody, which is not true.
No, that is definitely not true.
Contessa calls her an unfaithful friend. This is all going down. People are standing, chairs being knocked out of the way, tables being bumped. Toya still eating her bacon.
It looked delicious.
Then Contessa and Toya, and they start praying. Carrie continues to enjoy her meal and her sangria. Carrie
Who
gives,
even Carrie, look, here's the thing. Carrie's just happy to be there. She's just thankful she was invited, and she is not getting into it.
I just love Ella. And then they're still talking, and Carrie literally gets up, grabs her purse, doesn't even say goodbye, and she's out. Gotta go. Yeah. Not having it.
She's not going to jeopardize her invite.
However, she made it to the bus to go. I just don't get it.
I don't even know why she's there.
She finished it. She was so unbothered by the whole situation.
Yeah. She's like, I'm just going to sit here because I don't want any smoke.
Also, like, I'm a white lady. I don't need to be involved in this.
Like, this is clearly not the time for me to speak or say anything. I don't want anything but my husband said. I'm just going to sit here and drink this drink.
I'm going to have my frittata and my sangria, and I will go on my way.
Yeah. Like, you might want to just eat that chiliquiles and mind your business.
I love a Mexican brunch. Let me tell you.
I know. I was like, why?
When you come visit, there's a place down the street. It's all you can eat and all you can drink.
Oh, I cannot wait.
Yeah. Come on down, girl.
I can't wait to. We'll have to take that photo. El
Zarape. The man at the front says I have a VIP card because I'm there every Friday.
Oh, hey. It's we're going to use that VIP card.
It's $8 margarita flights, and it's 4 margaritas.
Oh,
they're like half margaritas, but they're delicious.
That sounds wonderful. I'm all about food, so I'm going to take a look.
The mid-season trailer came out for Married to Medicine. Also, it looks, I posted it on our Instagram, so y'all can go check that out.
Yes, it looks, I mean, so far we're good. We're going to keep on going.
Are you ready for possibly the greatest Beverly Hills episode this entire season? I might rewatch it today.
I
might rewatch it tomorrow. I might rewatch it the day after.
I rewound this so many times that I might as well have watched it all over again. This is just...
My only thing I have to say is that whoever refused to pay Kathy Hilton for the first 8 episodes should lose their job immediately.
I mean, like, are you not watching this, people? Like, how could you not pay her everything possibly that she could have wanted? Because she brings, like, she makes this show.
My new favorite, this is it. I'm pitching this to Bravo. I'm copywriting it right now. You're all my witnesses. Kathy going into people's homes and asking for food.
Yes.
Doesn't matter who's home. She can do whatever she wants.
She's like, I drove all this way. You don't have anything for me? Like, what do you mean?
My first thought, we're totally jumping ahead, but my first thought was like Demetria would give her right leg to have Kathy Hilton just saunter into her home and sit down at her island completely unannounced.
And then I'd be like, before you say anything, here is 2 Diet Cokes, cheese, crackers. Like, what can I give you? I will run to Target and buy everything in that store.
Okay, well, let's wrap up homeless, not toothless.
Oh, my God.
Somehow we've transitioned from, charity dinner has gone. It's like you got 9 dinners in one. So we had Sutton and Rinna going at it. Then Rinna having a breakdown, everyone gathering around. We're all good. And then somehow Crystal brings up her eating disorder. Kyle gets a birthday cake. Sutton brings up the lawyers. I'm like, what?
Like, would what? She... brought that up, I literally was just like, no. I mean, like, we just got her.
Here's good for her, because guess what? If you're gonna call me a liability or people who are like, oh, you're so petty, I'm like, let me tell you how petty you are. Because like,
I feel you.
Yeah,
I just felt like we just got to a calm place, and then here she's like, boom, let me drop this one.
I mean, glass house, the number one thing. I mean, Denise will stand by this for as long as I live. Like, those in glass houses shouldn't throw stones.
Absolutely. I was just more like, we are at a charity event, guys. Like, can we try?
Well, then I love that Crystal's like, hey, you guys could go, like, if you want. And like, we're not leaving. This is grade A. Y'all are still yelling at each other and eating cake.
Wild.
I just, yeah. Okay, so Kyle blows out her birthday candles. The singing is terrible. Crystal brings up her eating disorder. So Sutton then says, well, I want to bring up the liability. And an attorney contacted me. Talks about the whole letter. So that's when Erica's like, I knew this was coming because you said you knew rumors, all this craziness. And then I loved that. Sutton was like, attorneys aren't cheap. And you know who knows that? The Girardis.
Absolutely. OMG.
Do you think Sutton and Garcelle are exhausted from carrying 15 hours of footage on their back?
Yes, because at this point, like...
Literally, Sutton, Kathy, and Garcelle, Crystal's helped, but like the other ones can just go at this point.
Yeah, anytime that any of those three are not in the episodes, it's just like, what's going on here?
We need a little bit of Kyle. We need Kyle as like a friend of to like stir things up every now and then and kind of bring them together. But then like we just need Kathy, Crystal, Sutton, and Garcelle.
Watching Kyle eat all that crab was that I was good with that. I was like, yeah, let's just watch you roller skate with your family and eat crab. Like, that's good. Now you can go.
Okay, so then somehow Diana and Garcelle get into it, and she says Garcelle's inauthentic. Garcelle's like, you just apologized to me. Like, why are we having this argument again? You pulled me aside at your Christmas party and said all these nice things, and now you want to come for me.
I feel like Diana feels when she's becoming irrelevant, and so she just has to all of a sudden come out again with some ridiculous thing to say, because it's like, oh, nobody's paying attention to me because I haven't done anything ridiculous this week, so let me say this.
She should have felt ridiculous on episode one, irrelevant, because no one cares. The only time I was interested is when I heard that she was sex trafficking celebrities from her book.
Well, yeah, that was quite a scandal.
And then Rinna gets back involved. Rinna and Garcelle get into it. This poor Charity.
Yeah. I hope they raised a lot of money.
I don't think they did. I mean, Diana opened up $25,000 for that My Hand and Yours. She didn't open a dime for Homeless Not Toothless.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, why didn't Dorit say, like, by the way, we did great. This, and that. Like, nobody said anything.
No.
And clearly, as we learn later, nobody remembers the name of the charity, the dinner they went to. So.
So possibly the greatest scene to ever happen in Housewives history thus far. Besides, I mean, maybe Brandy throwing that glass of wine at Eileen. That was a good one. But Crystal and Rob are opening a very nice bottle of Silver Oak, which retails for about $120 a bottle. And Kathy just saunters in, has a seat at the island, lets herself in the house. And she's talking about her wine. She wants no
wine.
Hello,
it's me, Kathy. Hello.
I just swung by. Yeah. I brought some caviar and a baked potato, perhaps.
Yeah, Crystal's literally crying in her kitchen, but don't mind that. Kathy's here.
Pulls up a chair. Do you have a cracker? Like, just one cracker. I'm kind of hungry.
Yeah. Got a cracker laying around here?
I mean, and you know, Rob didn't want to open up that basket. He was like, this just came in today. I guess, like, when you're rich, do, like, gift baskets of crackers and cheese just show up?
I mean, apparently so.
Who do you think sent them? I'm just jealous.
I don't know, but if I did, I would be like, hey, why are you giving her my crackers? Yeah. I just sent you that.
Well, so then it starts with a cracker, and then she's like, oh, do you have a Diet Coke? Oh, can I get a napkin? Like, she's just, like, full on set up.
Yeah, and he was giving her a Coke Zero, not a Diet Coke.
Oh, no.
And I was like, that's not a Diet Coke. That's Coke Zero.
I love me a Coke Zero.
And then she's like, well, do you want cheese? And she's like, yeah. What, do you think I just want these crackers?
Do you want blue cheese? Oh, no, not blue. Ooh, Gouda, smoked Gouda. I'll take it.
I just love
her. I imagine that's how her staff at her house treats her. Like, she probably just wanders in and, like, just has things at her beck and call.
Yes.
You know what I miss? I'm missing. We should have had Kathy at the My Hand and Yours lunch with Jamie Lee Curtis.
She didn't have time. She didn't want any of those things.
It would have been hilarious.
If she took those things, she would just make crafts out of it.
Okay. So are you ready? Anything else on Kathy at Crystal's house?
No.
Okay. Are you ready?
Oh boy. All right. Let's do it.
The Rinna beauty party. Okay. Wait. So who do you think is a bigger liability? Would you say Sutton or Erica?
Erica, obviously.
Duh. Let's be real. How can you have a conversation to say, I got wasted, I fell down, I hit my head, I threw up, and you're going to call someone else a liability when you don't even remember any of this?
But then when she explains liability, what she's meaning by liability, it's not actually the definition of what a liability is.
No. She's saying that Garcelle's friendship with Sutton is hindering her other relationships in the group.
Yes. She doesn't give opportunities to people that don't get along with Sutton because she takes her side.
Correct.
Which that's not what that means, ma'am, when you say a liability.
Well, Sutton and Rinna get into it. First of all, these outfits were a giant mess.
So this is what I want to say. I always wanted to have a party like this. And this was not what I envisioned when I wanted to have a disco party.
No.
Crystal's outfit was cute.
Crystal, it was on Amazon, I saw.
It was cute. I mean, that was cute. You know, the hair was all wild and crazy.
Rinna's was great.
Dorit's outfit was not disco.
What was Dorit's?
She just had a green skirt with a sweater and boots. Like, that is
No, ma'am. Not even close.
I was like, what? No. And then Garcelle had like a 70s dress on.
You looked like Mrs. Roper from...
Yes.
Like, identical. I was like, what is happening?
Yes. I was like, all the money you guys have and this is what you came up with for disco?
I mean, her hair looked good, but the dress was not good.
No.
Diana's hair looked great.
Yes.
It was very Farrah Fawcett-y.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
And she was just like, I have the silver jumpsuit in my closet. I'm about to throw it on.
Okay, well, Sutton and Rinna get into it again. You can't, it's almost like you just want to make her look bad in public.
Yeah, at some point you have to just be like, Rinna, no, just stop.
I'm grieving. Shut up. Then go away. Then you know what? Hey, I need to be a friend of this season. I need to take a pause. I need a minute.
Yeah, I grieved a lot for a long time and I did not pick on people. No. I'll just say that.
Or the same person. Like, you're a bully.
No.
And that's, you can't in private be like, oh, I love it. Like, let's move on. Let's be friends, whatever. And then like you turn around the next day. It doesn't work that way.
Yeah. I wanted her to just sit there and let me just take in all this glorious hair she was wearing. But instead she was irritating.
And she looked fat. Like it was like black and white and yes. gold. And it was just like,
and the eyeshadow and the hair.
Yeah. She looked fantastic.
I loved it.
Okay. So Kathy gets in trouble because she's like the toothless and the homeless. I've worked with both. Doreen pissed. Kyle says, well, you know, the name's not amazing.
Yeah. And Kathy's like, wait, are they toothless or are they homeless? Are they homeless or toothless? I don't know. Like, all I know. And she's like, no.
Well, then I loved Kyle saying it wrong. She's like, toothless, not homeless. And then Crystal's like, no, it's homeless, not toothless. No one can get it right.
I have to say the name definitely could be better.
Yeah.
Because it would be a lot less confusing.
I mean, it could be like Smile Again, the charity where we give
right
because smiles to the homeless.
You're acknowledging they're homeless, but they're not toothless. But yet, this is to fix their teeth.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, there's got to be something.
Yeah, it was confusing.
Smiles abound. I don't know.
No, I feel the confusion. I'll just say that.
Yeah, for sure. Again, we said this last week, you're not supposed to call them homeless. They're unhoused because home is where heart is.
Yes.
Okay. So Sutton tries to explain herself. She's having trouble with her words. Did you think Sutton was drunk?
No.
Okay. So Erica and I, out of nowhere, out of the corner, has not said a word. And I have a drinking problem.
Yeah, that was not cool.
Okay. Well, when you sound like that, like my aunt from this corner of the couch, you do sound like that with a drinking problem.
Yeah, that was not cool.
No, she's just toxic. So then somehow that like spurs a Garcelle issue with Erica. Erica's like, you want to make me look bad? Garcelle says, quote, I don't need to make you look bad, Erica. You can do that on your own.
Yes.
And then Erica tries to like recover. First of all, Rinna's mouth.
That was a burn.
Rinna's mouth on the ground. Kyle's mouth on the ground. Kyle actually said on the after show, Kyle was like, that was so good. Like, Marcel was like on it.
Yeah. And then when Erica tried to come back at her, and then Garcelle told her, Google me. And that.
Well, no, the Google me was at the charity dinner.
Oh, yes.
That's what she said to Diana.
Yes. When she said that to Diana, I was like, Google okay, Garcelle is on fire. Like, she's.
Oh, yeah.
She's giving no fucks and she's not taking any shit anymore.
No. So then Erica's like, you're a liar, you know? And she goes, you destroy your life then, Erica. Like, I don't care. Like, I'm not going to try to help you anymore.
No.
And I was like, oh, God, this is ugly.
Yeah. That got wild for a minute.
I mean, the problem is, like, you're never going to be able to match Garcelle's confidence.
So, no.
Like, that rolled off her tongue. She did not stutter. She did not flinch. She was like, you make yourself look bad. I don't care.
And she's not lying.
Well, and then she says, they like, Rinna jumps in to defend or whatever. And they're like, don't be Kyle. Don't be Kyle. Dorit tries to jump in. It's literally Dorit, Rinna, Kyle, and Erica all trying to defend each other all the time.
Or as they call the Fox Force 5.
Yeah, but Teddy's not there. So like, were they the Fox Force 4?
Well, yeah, they have to change the name, but they keep calling them that. And I keep going, who's the fifth? The fifth person no longer exists.
Yeah, it's Teddy.
Yes, but she doesn't exist, so we don't speak of her.
So then Sutton goes, Erica, I'll call you tomorrow.
And she's like, please don't.
Please don't. How did she please think don't. That was going to, like, I'll call you tomorrow?
Yeah, like she was going to go, okay.
I'll great. I'll stand by. I'll wait for your call.
I was like, probably not the time to call.
Do you think our title is in there? Is that what you were waiting for?
Well, what I was waiting for before, which I forgot to talk about because there was so much going on, is the Google Me, because I just loved it.
Google Me. We can do that. Did we already use that?
Did we? Okay, well, then we could use yours.
We can look it up. I don't know.
Yeah, if not, we could use yours.
Or I just loved it.
It was just so, like, it just was like, she just bounced right back. And
Google me.
Google me. Just do it.
I think we had something about Google. I think Lisa Barlow used it or something.
Oh. And she's been, Garcelle, like, proven, she's been around for so long. She was an
international model at 19 years old.
Yes, like, she went to the Studio 54.
She spilled the cocaine.
Yes, she was incoming to America. Like, she's been here. This is not new. These crazy ladies.
Google me. Anything else on... We're going to Aspen.
Finally going to Aspen next week. And now it's going to get even crazier.
Are you upset that you had to watch 15 hours to hear Garcelle say, you'll make yourself look bad on your own?
No, because it's been enjoyable getting here. It's just been a train wreck after a train wreck. And now it leads into what we really need to get to know what's really going on.
Well, did you hear Kathy when she said, say something wrong and they'll cancel you?
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, this is really bad foreshadowing for what's about to happen.
Yeah.
Hashtag precious.
But did you, hear her say also on Watch What Happens Live that she's closest with Garcelle?
I could see that. Well, did you hear her? She kept saying, she's like, I'm going to call you later. She's like, we're going to talk about this when I call you later.
Yeah. So I was like,
when I'm drinking my Diet Coke and eating my crackers. Ugh.
And caviar.
Oh, and a baked potato.
I can only imagine what goes on in her house. I just can only imagine.
It has to be a three-ring circus.
I can't. I just wish it could be. Yes.
Anything else on BH before we go to Aspen?
Nope. Let's move on.
We know, like, there's probably only like 4 episodes left because we have Aspen and then like probably 3 episodes in Aspen and then a finale party that Kathy does not film after the party. Aspen.
Okay.
She does not show to the party. What? Also, what's wild is I feel like we had like this episode was like right around the charity dinner was around like early January, which is crazy, or like mid January. Because like they were all doing New Year's and Christmas. Like, I feel like they had so much content.
Oh, yeah.
To only get like a week out from like a couple episodes. I was like, Jesus.
No, it's just,
Are you ready for some Dubai?
Yes. This episode didn't do it for me.
No, I agree. Do you think that Caroline should have taken Ayon's comment of, I'm more successful than you, as a dig?
Yeah, I mean, she was being aggressive. I definitely would have been like, what does that mean? Because that's not what I was saying to you. So why does this now go to I'm more successful than you?
I guess I didn't take it as a dig initially. I took it more of like, this is who I am.
Right. But you can hear her in her confessionals like, what does she do while she does this go on Instagram? Like, you know, that's how she was meaning it.
I mean, but she is more successful.
Like, no, I get it.
Like, one of them's on Vogue and one of them's on Instagram.
No, and I get that, but
it doesn't Caroline, need to be said.
Yeah, well, because Caroline wasn't coming for her.
I could see if someone asks you continually what you do, I could see you being offended. Like, you're not taking the time to get to know me.
Sure. But all this started from her saying, like, I don't need my husband. And then her being like, I need my husband. And then it just blew up out of proportion.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, because they were, yeah. Chanel was talking about, I need my husband. I don't think she meant, I think she meant just like, he's my person. Whereas like Caroline. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. No, I get it.
Nina, as usual, is Switzerland.
Yeah.
Lisa is over her. Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
Ayan apologizes. Stanberry and Nina are out. They don't care. They're leaving.
Yeah. She was done. She had had her cigarette and she was ready to go.
I mean, let's not forget, on episode one, Nina told Lisa or whatever, or Chanel, that she heard Caroline was white trash.
Yeah. Well, that's going to come back to bite you, ma'am, very soon here.
But well, so, Caroline, I mean, it was kind of interesting. I don't think we've seen a soft side of Stanberry this entire time.
No.
But to see her crying on the phone to Sergio.
Which he probably loved because he's been crying all day.
Oh, God. So then we're back at the house. The girls change. Nina and Lisa get into it because Nina or Lisa brings up like, hey, you were talking mad shit about her this whole time. And then all of a sudden you all are besties. And then you like left the dinner and like don't want her to like repair things with other people.
Right. I mean.
Do you think that Lisa's the issue in all of this?
No.
I don't think she's the issue.
I think Lisa's just honest and she's the one that says like, I'm not having it. And so then they take it the wrong way.
Yeah. We do yet another sound bath. Like, is this like a housewife, like rite of passage?
I guess. I mean, I feel like I need to try one to see if it helps.
I'll do it for you. I'll just bang on a bowl.
Okay.
But like OC did it.
Yeah.
Beverly Hills did it. Didn't Below Deck just do it?
Yeah, they need it. This is how you recenter yourself.
Is it really though?
I mean, I haven't done it, so I don't know.
Sergio shows up.
Damn Sergio.
I mean, the weekend was already over, so like saying this is a girl's weekend or male energy, like I don't really.
It would have been different if he was like staying over, but he was just coming to get her.
Well, no, and they were all leaving anyway.
Yeah, it was fine.
I think they probably stayed an extra night or something, like all the girls left and her and Sergio probably stayed or something, you know?
Yeah, no.
And then Stanberry, she never thanked me.
She did twice. It's on camera.
It was like three times. I thought it was more than that. And then that's when we get to Brooks. Brooks says Lisa like orchestrated all this. Lisa's the puppet master. All that. I'm like, I don't see that at all.
No, I don't either. I think Brooks is just jealous because of the relationship that she does not have.
I'm just worried about the reunion because it's going to be 4-on-2. But I think if all the two could hold their own, it's going to be Chanel and Lisa.
Absolutely. Agreed.
What do you think of the reunion looks?
You know, I thought Ayan's was pretty. I expected a little more outrageous, even though it was pretty outrageous. Hair. Yeah, her hair looked really pretty. Like her face, she looked great. I thought Lisa's dress was a little low in the front. It could have had more fabric.
She loves showing off those boobs.
Yes, she does. I mean, they're all out, you know.
They are out to play.
You know, I don't love it when they're not uniform. I love it when they're like all the same tones, like the jewel tone. But I mean, I didn't think anybody looked terrible except for Caroline Brooks. That outfit was Game of Thrones.
I hated Stanberry's.
It was very just basic.
I feel like they all kind of meshed except for Stanberry. Stanberry's was short. It was black. It was like a sheer blazer type cut over something. Also, really quick, I hated Brooks. Did you see her nude underneath piece?
Yeah, I didn't like any of
her. Terrible.
Yeah, I didn't like any of her anything.
She is. Ugh.
Yeah, I'm with you.
She looked great. Sarah looked great. Chanel looked great. I love the colors that Chanel and Lisa. I even love the like the super soft pink on Nina and Sarah looked really good.
Mm-hmm. No, I agree.
Well, we wrap up this episode with Ayan in therapy. This is really hard.
Oh,
I mean, it happened to her at 5 years old, which is crazy. I don't want to be rude. Like, do you know much about this?
So I know some about it.
Okay. Because I'm so ignorant and like, I'm going to say it right now. Like, I don't want to say the wrong thing. I don't want to like, I don't know.
Absolutely.
Like, what is the purpose of
So there's a couple of things that used to happen, and, okay. and in some parts of Africa still happen.
Oh, I know. I know, like, it's still going on.
Yes, where the, it's like female castration.
Okay, but what are they taking out?
They used to, so it used to be, and this was my understanding, that they would take the clitoris off. Like, they would mutilate them.
So it's no pleasure. It's just
right.
You're just yes. a host for children. Got it.
But then in a different fashion, then they would do that and then completely close that hole, so there could be no intercourse at all until they're married, and then that has to be reopened for the husband, so that they could guarantee the purity of them, because they're selling them for a dowry. Ultimately, like. They're guaranteeing a pure wife for the person that they're making this deal with.
How does that work with, like,
yeah, it doesn't. That's awful. Yeah. Like, I don't even know how physically that can work, because if that is closed, where, you know, you can have your period at 10, and she didn't get married until almost 18.
19, yeah.
Yeah. So I mean, I can't even understand. But I mean, know that
her story is just wild.
Yeah. That I mean, when I heard that, I was just like, I can't, like, I couldn't even process the thought.
What I mean, like, all the little things in her life too, like, she would have been married. Her sister is the reason why she wasn't sold off to her cousin. Like, there was a bunch of little things that happened that probably wouldn't have happened to most girls that got her where she is today, you know.
Absolutely.
Got it. So the castration is actually what you know is removing the clits, especially removing the pleasure of it.
Yes. Yes.
Got it.
That's why I was confused when then she said she was sewn up, because I've heard the other way, but then I've never heard the words castration used for the sewing. So I don't know if she had both. I don't know that part.
They said she was like 5. Ugh.
Oh God.
Crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, I think this is why these shows are, like, these are important things. Like, we always joke about, like, reality TV and all that stuff, but, like, this is stuff that wouldn't be out there, that we wouldn't know, and, like,
absolutely
conversations that wouldn't be had.
And it's real experience that we're actually hearing from somebody, not really, like, telling a story of what they heard, but this is her life experience that we're actually getting to be a part of and understand and become aware of.
Yeah, for sure.
And I think that's very important.
100%.
Yeah.
Anything else on Dubai?
No, that is that. Next week we get a finale.
Yes, Dubai finale, and then we'll have a reunion, probably two parts, I imagine, depending on what they've got. Beverly Hills reunion is coming up as well. That should be interesting. I really want to know if Diana's going to show. Married to Medicine is midway through. Batch, we've got plenty more episodes. I just want to see the men tell all. I'm here for the Bachelorette. Because I want to see these men be like, these girls are crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wild. Yeah. And then we've got Salt Lake City supposedly is debuting at the end of September. First week of October is Potomac. Lots of stuff. Did you see Luann and Sonia are filming a show, perhaps?
Oh, God.
I
can't.
And then there's a lot of news coming out of BravoCon. That lots of big, like, reveals and news and all of that. Apparently, some, like, they're gonna announce some, like, Atlanta news for next season. lots of rumors.
Well, I'm gonna manifest it that one day we will go to BravoCon.
I mean, I'm not, like, opposed to it. I just think that, like, what they were charging this year is, like, ridiculous.
Oh, yeah. No. Like, that's crazy. But just to be, you know, be, like, invited to go. Yeah.
Also, I mean, like, I wonder if they'll move it, which would be nice, right? If they, like, did different cities, like, do LA.
That would be, yes. Now, that would be awesome.
Like, that would make more sense to me than, like, having it always in New York. But, yeah, I mean, $1,500 to $3,000 for tickets is, like, ridiculous.
Yeah, no, definitely not doing that.
And I hate crowds, and I imagine people are just, like, crazy.
Yeah, I think, like, just to be able
fans,
to go.
I can't even imagine what, like, super fans look like.
Yeah, no. I think just the people watching would be fantastic.
For sure. Awesome. Well, another record-breaking week. Our listens are way up. We value and appreciate all of you. Thank you so much for listening. Like us, rate us on Spotify, on Apple Podcasts. You can find us anywhere. Find us on Instagram. We've been posting a ton of stories and polls and all that fun stuff.
Yes.
Anything you're watching, let us know. I'm still watching Big Brother. I'm still watching The Challenge. Yeah.
Yeah. Any suggestions? We'll take them. Any questions you have for us? Anything you want to know? Anything you'd like to see?
We did have someone ask to see our actual faces, or not our cartoon faces. So we're going to try. I don't think we have a photo to like in. Like we met around 2003. So we're going on 20. We're going on 20 years. And I don't think we have a photo. We might have a photo together from August of 2019.
Yeah.
But I'm going to look.
Well, if not, I'm going to make a special trip so we could do a remote recording and then we will take a photo for you guys.
Yes. I love it.
Yes.
But yeah, as always, thank you so much for listening. We love the support. Anything you're watching, let us know. Like us, rate us, follow us, all of that fun stuff. Episode 96 in the can. And we will see you next week.
Have a wonderful weekend, everybody. Bye.